And another book coming out you definitely don't want to miss if you're a baseball fan, Tony La Russa, One Last Strike, 50 Years in Baseball, 10 and a half games back, and one final championship season. One that I have to be honest with you, Tony, that it killed me because I'm a Ranger fan.
Well, that series was so even. It's just, we had the last hero, but it's a fascinating story about either team.
Well, you know, honestly, people in the DFW area, when that series was over, they were talking about the Cardinals. They were talking about the incredible comeback. And I heard a lot of people say, I don't know where they found it, but they found it. You know, you guys really put together an incredible season last year. What do you think what do you think happened? How did it happen that way?
You know, that's probably the exact reason why I felt, you know, if I'm not working, so I could look back and try to explain. This was kind of an incredible team. I mean, their will to win, and I mean, early on throughout the season, we had a lot of adversity, and the guys never really backed off, and then we got way behind, and you know, they got the urgency back into the game, and they just kept riding it. So it's a story. They did it because, I mean, we had some kind of information, the old analytics, we put it in this place to get ready, but mostly we just competed like maniacs, and they just refused to lose. And if the Rangers would have beaten us, you tip your caps because we'd have tried as hard as we could.
Is it hard to keep a team really motivated because the season gets so long? I've heard the words dog days of August many a time from many a player. Is it hard to keep them really, really involved?
You know, the problem is I think that from the first day to the last day, it's a long, daunting kind of look, and you have to really find ways to get in the moment. That's why a lot of teams, including ours, we really look at, like, the series you're playing. You try to promote how important it is. I personally think that June and July are the toughest 2 months because, you know, you've already been at it, starting to get hot, play a lot of games. August, September, if you're in contention, are the most fun because the end is in sight. So, but it is a problem. And one of the things, if you observe, I think you look at the Oakland A's right now, you know, I had a chance to see them about 10 or 12 games. You can see when a team is really digging in and just firing as hard as they can on the intensity level. I mean, it's attractive, it's fun to watch, and it's productive, and that's kind of how we got it going most of the season, and we really picked it up at the end, and it carried us.
As all the years you've been in baseball, you've had so much success, for goodness sakes, 6 pennants, 3 World Series wins, 5 Manager of the Year awards, so you have a lot to look back on. I'm curious, how do you think the game has changed in the last 30 years?
You know, the biggest difference, and that's one of the things that I'm fortunate over the years, have met a lot of other coaches, especially at the professional level, but the coaches at the college level have some of these issues as well. It's so much now about players getting, athletes getting distracted, and they're distracted primarily by a chance for a fortune, and they're also distracted by fame. And what you have to do more than anything else is you have to fight through the, you know, their agents, their family and friends telling these kids in a team sport, you got to get yours. If the team wins, fine. They don't, as long as you get yours. So one of the things you learn, and I think it's one of the best points that the book points out, is before you ever start talking about how you play the game, as a coach and a coaching staff, you have to work at the frame of mind of the team, making sure they're focused on what it is to be a teammate, their responsibilities, their accountability, the respect, the trust, all that stuff. Now, that's different. You know, when I first signed in those first, before 30, the first 20 years and before, you know, it was all automatic because you're playing every day to keep your job, and survival was natural. Now, it's not. It's distractions that you deal with.
Is there a player that you met over the years that stands out in your mind as the best you ever saw, or the most interesting person behind the scenes that's too bad people didn't know that about him?
Well, you know, I'm really gifted in the sense that I was in 3 great organizations. I mean, I've never had a bad situation, Chicago, Oakland, St. Louis. So in Chicago, you know, you had Hall of Famer like Carlton Fisk play with Tom Seaver for 2 years, and you had Greg Luzinski, Errol Bain. I mean, you go to Oakland, that team, my goodness, they were a push-button team, had everything. You had starting pitching with Stewart and Welsh and Morey at Eckersley, and then you had the great team. You know, you had McGuire, and you had Connie Lansford and Dave, the two Hendersons, and during that time, I thought that Ricky Henderson was the best player, the most all-around dangerous player of our time, until I got to St. Louis and had 11 years with Albert. I think Albert is just the most complete, competitive, trying to play the game for the right reasons of any player I'd ever had, especially at this time where, you know, like I said, that fame and fortune is out there bothering some. It didn't bother Albert.
I was really surprised he left the team after so many years and went to the Angels.
Well, it's a good point, and there's a lot of disappointment. And, you know, what I've tried to put my two cents in, since I'm not there, is I wouldn't blame Albert. I wouldn't blame the Cardinals. It's a system.
Yeah.
It allows a team that is in the middle of having a lot of money, like the Angels. You know, they had an opportunity to pick a franchise player for their team, but it took a lot of money for 10 years, and I was actually quoted as saying, I can understand why the Cardinals didn't offer Albert 10. They, you know, and most teams do not have that ability to make that kind of commitment, and only the few teams that either print money or have that, you know, like in the Angels' case, they had a chance for a really big TV deal. So Albert left, and, you know, and he's great no matter where he goes, but it jolted a lot of people, including Albert and his family.
Yeah. This is Tony La Russa. The book is One Last Strike, 50 Years in Baseball, 10 and a half games back, and one final championship season. I wish I had another hour with you because I have so many things I want to talk to you about. Tony La Russa, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to talk about it, Ernie. Take care.